Cody, brother. Battle Creek, Michigan, January 6th, 1890. Dear brother Cody, this letter was written to you just as it stands, dated, while I was in Burrow Valley. I preserved this copy and thought a copy was sent to you, but as I have heard nothing in reference to it, and as I learned some things have been transacted that I am sure these warnings were given to prevent, I will send again, hoping that you will not fail to receive the communication. I have been called out to write to Elder Daniels very pointedly in regard to his transactions in Deal. He sold you mining stock and had you faith that that stock was what you represented it to be, you would not have been anxious to dispossess yourself of it. You sold it to a brother. Now the first wrong was with Elder Daniels. He presented the matter to you in glowing colors and in his exaggerated way boomed the mining stock to the very highest elevation. You purchased of him. That transaction was registered in the books of heaven as unlawful dealing. Your selling the mining stock was registered in the books of heaven as defrauding your brother. Do you want this business deal to stand registered just as it is now, when the judgment shall sit, and the books be opened, and every man be judged according to the deeds done in the body? Do you not see that you have taken from your neighbor that for which he receives no equivalent? Stocks in a sinking, worthless mine. May the Lord help you to see this matter in its true light. I am glad it is not too late for wrongs to be righted. The Lord's eye is upon this whole business, and he weighs the motives, the actions, the spirit which governed the whole business in the balances of the sanctuary. The Lord heard the words of Elder Daniels, his pleading with Brother Scazzagini, his high coloring of the whole matter connected with the mining stock. That money was just so much taken out of the treasury of God, just so much buried in the mining stock. The angel of God registered his promise that if it was not a success, he would refund the money. He would take it off his hands. Will Elder Daniels let that promise go by default? Will he prove false to his word? Will he meet his registered transaction in the judgment? I thank God that it is not too late for wrongs to be righted. I now urge you, for your soul's sake, to undo your fraudulent transaction with your neighbor and restore to him his own in the sight of a merciful and just God. Just as brother deals with his brother, will God deal with him. We may well tremble before God now, before the judgment, that we may not quake and fear when every case will appear just as it is. All who have dealt unlawfully will meet the exact record of the same when the judgment shall sit and the books shall be opened, and every man will receive according to the deeds done in the body. But it is not too late for wrongs to be righted. Now sins confessed will go beforehand to judgment, and Christ will cleanse the confessed sins. I entreat of you, Brother Cody, to make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Let not your heart brace up against that which I now send you. Be in earnest, or you will fail of the crown of life. When you have the truth and abiding principle in your soul, then you will not only, yourself, be sanctified by the truth, but you can teach the truth to others in a simple, heartfelt way that will win souls to Jesus Christ. But as you are, Jesus hides his face from you. The Son of Righteousness cannot send his bright beams into your heart. Oh, I beg of you to search your own heart and make thorough work for eternity. Watch unto prayer. Do not become careless and reckless in your deal and then engage in missionary work. Set your own heart in order and be true to principle, true to your brother. Be kind-hearted, pitiful, courteous. Just such things as you and some of our brethren have been doing show that you need your eyes anointed with the eye salve that you may discern the just standard of honor and of righteousness. God forbid that his professed, commandment-keeping people in their ambition for gain shall lose all distinction between right and wrong. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. Woe unto them that call evil good in your business transactions, and good evil. that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I tell you, all the profession of belief in the truth will avail you nothing.
There is no efficiency in anything but the grace of the truth of God to make man pure and keep him morally erect. The smartness, the eloquence, will not be sufficient. Worldly success may prove the rock on which many barks have foundered. It is a terrible thing to dim or eclipse that light kindled in the mind and soul from the sun of righteousness. The conscience must be kept sensitive by the habitual searching of the Scriptures and practicing the same, ever keeping distinctly before the mind's eye the heavenly standard. Pure religion must preside over the practice, and while they will honor God, God will honor them. God will, from those who stoop to meanness, to acts that are not pronounced honest in the heavenly courts, and his curse will surely rest upon them. All this excitement in regard to village lots and mining stocks is degrading to the soul, for there are some persons ensnared and misled. Nothing can prove an excuse to depart from Christian consistency and firm integrity, which should characterize the life of a Christian. It is a great dishonor to the trust placed upon a man by heaven to say otherwise than what he knows to be true for the sake of making a success of some scheme of his own to gain a little money. Conscience is sacrificed for gain or praise or honor. Oh, how much better for every soul to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn the lessons he will teach him. Christ's atoning sacrifice is our only hope, and this will be of no avail to us if we cherish known sins. I again entreat you to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your souls, ye double-minded. He who has learned to wear the form of righteousness and preach about a Redeemer whose power he has never felt will be overcome with some masterly temptation.